In my quest for solution and knowledge, I came to the conclusion that our words, or that of others, can have a tremendous impact in our whole life and the desperate world in which we are living. Like food and medicine to the body, words have the power to empower our life forever. Many people in the world are failing and falling, not because they are poor, but because they have not simply been injected by the power of a healing word. Words are catalysts that can boost our entire life, or they can become also a completely destroying fire. This book has been constructed upon the failures and successes of many influential people across the world, expressed through their quotations. Influential here doesn't necessarily pinpoint fame, but is all about mentorship, impacting, motivating, challenging others to do more. It is a good legacy for our children and our children's children, for the upcoming generation, and for all those who are sighing for leadership. Sometimes you may feel alone, or find yourself at the crossroad of decision, or even discouraged and tired. Many people experienced the same circumstances, but eventually succeeded because they learned to consider the words of others carefully so as to build their own life upon their failures and successes. As you are starting to navigate through this Bu quote, you will learn to think, speak, act, but also conquer like them. Take time to consider all the quotations carefully so as to swallow them, and they would become a part of you. Have you seen a man all-sufficient? There is more to expect from a fool than him. There is no limit to the knowledge you can learn. There is no age to learn. And it is not too late to learn. So gird your loins up today, and tomorrow you would write your name in the never-forgotten book of people who would mark their generation forever. People can be a healing to you today, so that tomorrow you become a healing to others. They may teach you so that you may teach. In return, today you may be at the bottom of the ladder. Some have been also there and still remained there. Why? Because the difference between a winner and a loser would reside on whether you decide to remain there or not. Have you not heard many people say, "We cannot"? Is the complex of inferiority or superiority your problem? Don't worry, this book is here just for you. It will help boost your confidence and extend the limit of your capacity. Generally, people believe that only few people are genius. You may decide to be a genius or not, because according to Thomas Edison, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% transpiration. Enjoy this book whenever you are downhearted and tired, or in shortage of idea, but also in time of joy. You would soon begin to experience a positive change in the way things are viewed, and then transit from fear to boldness, failure to success, unexperienced to experienced, baseness to greatness, poverty to wealth, abundance to superabundance, worse to good, good to better, better to best, yielding to endurance, tiredness to strength, impossibility to possibility, and limited to unlimited, etc. Here you will learn to expand the sight of your life and be eagle-eyed. You will spread your wings like an eagle and fly above all your problems. You will eat your difficulties. You will be challenged to challenge, encouraged to encourage. You will grow in knowledge and wisdom, and then enhance the spirit. Trust in your capacity to believe in your ideas and do what others can do, what they have done, and how you can go beyond their limit. Come out from your comfort zone. Sit down and learn. Add the unknown to the known to increase the scope of your knowledge to the infinite. Welcome to Book Quotes. Welcome to greatness.